The Cannes Film Festival is doing its thing this week. Lots of movies up for that coveted Palme d'Or. One film that's got people talking in Cannes but is not in the competition is Welcome to New York. It stars Gérard Depardieu playing a thinly veiled Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Remember him? The former IMF head who was accused of sexually assaulting a housekeeper in a New York hotel.
Can you tell me what your problems are?
Did not read the newspaper or watch TV.
So, you don't want to tell me what your problems are.
That's a clip from the film, directed by Abel Ferrara. Zan Brooks, film critic for The Guardian, was able to snag a ticket to see it.
It was the hottest ticket in town for the night that it played. There was a great crush to get in. And then it goes straight to video on demand afterwards. But it's an extraordinary film and an extraordinary showcase for Gérard Depardieu. Officially speaking, it's not about Dominique Strauss-Kahn. It's supposedly inspired by the case where he was alleged to have assaulted a maid in his New York hotel. He eventually settled the civil suit out of court. Ferrara very tellingly changes the name. The Depardieu character is called Devereaux. But that, I think, is the only bit of rearranging of the furniture that he does. The rest of it seems very much lifted from the testimonials. Anyone who's familiar with Ferrara's work knows that he likes to push the envelope. And here he kind of pushes it off the table, under the door, and out into the garden. And really kind of clears the stage for a truly startling performance from Depardieu. There's an extended strip search where he allows Ferrara's camera to kind of literally kind of strip him naked. And he's 65, he's overweight. This scene goes on for about 10 minutes. I don't even know if it's a great film, but we watched it all with our kind of jaws hanging open. And it's no surprise that in the days after it premiered at Cannes, Dominique Strauss-Kahn said that he was going to sue. You know, who knows how this will now play out?
So not a thinly veiled allusion to Dominique Strauss-Kahn at all. You seem kind of chuffed by the film. I mean, a lot of people have said that it's kind of a bomb.
Well, I can see how people might think it's a bomb. It's slipshod. It's messy. It's dubious. The problem that Ferrara has is that he's making a film about an alleged sexual assault. And yet he plays it as a kind of debased, trashy pantomime. And there's a sense that he's inviting us to laugh at sometimes. And you're thinking, well, some parts of it, it's valid to be laughing at this. But then when it tips over into him kind of molesting women, then is Ferrara actually saying this is funny too? And that is a real issue that I think anybody will have to weigh up on watching this film.
What was the buzz around it and the crush of crowds just to see it? Was it just everybody wanted to see how close the story ran parallel to the DSK story?
There was certainly that, and there was certainly the fact that Depardieu and Ferrara were there as well. Ferrara also makes an interesting decision in that he opens this nominally fictional film with what looks to be a kind of brief staged interview with Depardieu himself, where he is asked by journalists, why did you take on this role? And he says, because I hate the man, I hate politicians, I'm an artist, I hate politicians, which basically he's nailing his colors to the mast straight away. He's almost, you could argue, saying, yes, I am playing Strauss-Kahn here, and I'm doing it because I don't like him.
That's kind of rich of Depardieu, considering how cozy he's gotten in recent years to Vladimir Putin.
That's the other interesting thing about this film, that it's about Strauss-Kahn, albeit tangentially, but it's also tangentially about Depardieu, who carries a lot of baggage, literally and metaphorically, into this film, too. You know, we know him as the sort of virile star of French cinema, and he's now this kind of hulking wreck. He's railing against what he sees as big government. He's fleeing French tax laws. He's cozying up to Putin. He's a sort of newly minted Russian citizen. And so as we're watching it, are we thinking this is a portrait of Strauss-Kahn's fall from grace, or are we thinking this is actually about Depardieu's fall from grace as well?
Well, it is high, it is low, and Zan Brooks is covering all of it. Film critic for The Guardian, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marco.